When Donald Trump pardoned the insurrectionists, what exactly did he pardon? I'm Bill Newman for the Civil Liberties Minute. Trump's pardon says that it covers anyone charged with or convicted of offenses related to events that occurred at or near the Capitol on January 6, 2021. But, according to some insurrectionists, it covers many other offenses as well. For example, offenses like those committed by a Kentucky militiaman, Daniel Edwin Wilson, who pled guilty to conspiring to impede or injure officers at the Capitol on January 6th and was one of the insurrectionists Trump pardoned. When Wilson pleaded guilty to his January 6th crimes, he also pled guilty to illegally possessing weapons and thousands of rounds of ammunition at his home in Kentucky on June 3rd, 2022, when he was being investigated for his January 6th crimes. The pardon covers all those crimes, according to his lawyer, and also, get this, according to Trump's Department of Justice. Judge Dabney Friedrich, a Trump appointee in mid-March, ruled that the insurrectionist was wrong, that DOJ was wrong, and that it was the court's obligation to enforce the pardon as written. And so she sent Wilson back to prison to serve the remainder of his sentence on the federal firearm offenses. In a time when the Constitution is under grave attack, this was one small victory for the rule of law. The Civil Liberties Minute is made possible by the ACLU, because freedom can't protect itself.